The time of year is finally upon us. You look around your garage, your attic, yard shed and say, all right, where can I throw that away? We buy and use chemicals for a variety of necessary reasons, but we never plan what to do with the leftover or the expired long forgotten about. My first guest this week is here with the solution to that dilemma. Here with the details about their hazardous waste disposal day taking place on Saturday, June 7th. From the Sussex County Municipal Utilities Authority is a recycling coordinator and safety officer, Rini Casapula. Good morning, Rini.
Good morning, Chris.
And let me give you the website, because this is where you can get all the info that we're talking about here. You can listen, absorb, and don't have to write everything down as we talk. It's scmua.org, scmua.org. And as I mentioned, Rini, this is coming up on Saturday, June 7th, and it will be from 7 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. Now, when you say hazardous waste, that does open the gate wide. Let's narrow it a little bit. What exactly is the household hazardous waste that you are accepting?
Household hazardous waste that we can accept on Saturday, June 7th is typically household chemicals that we use every day, from spring cleaning of our garages that would involve oil-based paints or solvents or spray paints, pool chemicals from opening up our pools, including chlorine. Also, from doing our yard or lawn care, insecticides or pesticides would be included.
Always imagine, too, when I'm looking at the list here, and again, scmua.org, you can see the more details, too, that how often do people move into homes, whether they're buying them or renting them, and they find all these chemical surprises buried somewhere deep in a garage or an attic or a shed, and it's like, oh, gee, thanks, neighbor.
It is difficult to find them, and quite often they don't have any kind of labeling on the cans or the bottles, and those are most important to bring to us on Saturday, June 7th.
It's also, I mean, there's the obvious help to the environment, too, and I guess towns might have been suspecting that people started to dump things into the water down the sewers because, you know, maybe you've noticed, too, over the last couple of years we've seen the sewer grates now with the specific labeling, don't dump in here, runs out to fresh water.
It does help for people to realize that when that water or whatever you're emptying out into the area could run right into your local stream or river.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why these special days that come along with a lot of retail stores that sell, for example, I call them the pigtail light bulbs, the CFLs, compact fluorescent lamps. You look at the labels of the things sometimes, and you feel you need a hazmat team to get rid of them. But this is one of those days, too. Rini, are you able to accept anyone who maybe dropped a CFL and they're, you know, haven't sat on it for a while, obviously, but it's, you know, from the over the course of the past week, and they say, all right, I cleaned it up. Now what do I do with the shrapnel?
Any kind of broken bulb should be just contained into a plastic bag and disposed of. We're looking to collect the compact fluorescent bulbs that are intact. There is actually a mercury vapor that is released when they're broken.
And again, that's something you read the directions for. Now, what is it that you're not accepting on June 7th that people might be thinking about?
We do not accept electronics as part of our collection on June 7th. We don't accept motor oil or latex paint. For the special event where there is no charge, we do, however, at our facility at any time, you are allowed to bring in the latex paint for disposal. It is not hazardous. Or the motor oil or antifreeze can be brought into our recycling center at any time for no charge.
And I think I saw, too, old expired gas and propane cylinders on other days other than
That's a good point. That's one of our new safety programs, Chris. The propane cylinders were used a lot this past winter where they were being used for heat. They're also used during the summertime for lighting our Coleman stoves and our grills. And we have made a program where they're being segregated year-round for collection. And you can bring them on hazardous waste day, but we do accept them in between our events also.
Talking with Rini Casapula, who is a recycling coordinator safety officer for the Sussex County Municipal Utilities Authority. They have their household hazardous waste disposal day coming up on Saturday, June 7th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. More details, you can find that at scmua.org. That's scmua.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as people bringing in material on the Saturday, June 7th, is there a limit to how much a person can bring, and does it differ between a person and a business?
There really is no difference between a person or a business as long as you are located in Sussex County. There is a 100-pound limit that we impose for not charging for the material that people will bring in. Though we are able to accept larger quantities, we ask that if they have any questions to contact us directly at our main number, 973-579-6998.
And this is an event that your center does twice a year. What type of attendance? How much has there ever been a running tally of the amount of materials that are turned in on these days?
Oh yes, we keep very good tallies of the number of participants that come to the events and how much we collect. We average about 700 to 800 cars per event.
Wow!
And we average about 20 tons per event of various chemicals, solvents, paints, etc.
And are these the only times when the Sussex County Municipal Utilities Authority accepts this material, or is this material accepted all during the year, but then there'll be charges at other days?
We can only accept it on two dates, which would be June 7th, and the next date would be November 1st, because we actually contract with a licensed hazardous waste vendor for proper disposal, and we are not permitted to accept any hazardous chemicals other than these two days when this vendor can actually process them. There is a nearby a program that can accept them year-round for Morris County. They do have their own permanent hazardous waste facility that you can residents could contact directly. They do accept material from out-of-county residents.
Events like this, too, like the household hazardous waste disposal day, do you think, too, it prevents people from, they're looking around, they need to do something with either a pesticide or some sort of chemical, and they're looking around and rummaging through and maybe perchance by mistake, maybe even through stupidity, using something expired rather than making sure all the junk is out and they're always using the proper materials that they need for whatever need happens to arise, whether it's a backyard spraying or an indoor painting.
We all have leftover chemicals or pesticides from, or even paint, I think it's one of the main ones that we have left over. We always seem to have a little extra can there. You want to keep it for one reason or another. And we've been doing this at the Sussex County MUA for over 25 years. We've been offering this program. So I think our residents and businesses have been very good in checking our schedules and collecting the material and bringing it to us for these free collection days.
And especially when it comes to this time of year of pesticides and insecticides, most people will tell you the labels on those bottles and cans are Bibles. You follow them to the T, and if they say stop using, or if there's a date or an expiration point, you stop using that because you're doing more damage to yourself and to this and to your environment than you are going to do to the pesticides and the insects that you're gunning for. So, really, it's one of the best ways to make sure that your household stays safe for dangerous chemicals that become even increasingly more dangerous when left alone and left past their point of safety. And obviously, if you have kids and pets, that's an extra added concern and should be an extra priority. So that's why the Household Hazardous Waste Disposal Day that is being presented on Saturday, June 7th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. by the Sussex County Municipal Utilities Authority on Route 94 in Lafayette just makes it an easier way to make sure the household stays safe, everyone in the household stays safe, and you get the junk out of there and gives you more room in your garage, your attic, and your shed for, well, more junk, I guess. And find out more about this date and all the services provided by the Sussex County Municipal Utilities Authority. On the web, it's scmua.org. We've been joined by the recycling coordinator and safety officer, Rini Casapulla. Rini, thanks so much for the info about the event on June 7th. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I look forward to seeing you there.